Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
The Ohio State Supreme Court rules that boneless wings can have bones in them.
I saw this morning. I did not know what to think.
What?
It's just the style of cooking it?
Sports Talk Saturday.
Ohio Supreme Court ruled that foodies can't expect boneless wings to be completely bone-free.
They're boneless!
Stop it. Get some help.
Eat a bone with a bone in it, Deshaun.
But eat a bone with a bone in it.
On WGR.
This is open material. That's all I can say.
Sports Radio 550.
I'm boycotting Ohio. Welcome in Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali here with you. I wish it would be more fun than it is right now.
I don't know what you're talking about. There's a fun flag football game to talk about tomorrow, Derek.
Not.
I'd rather watch the Sabres.
If they played like they did last night, I'd watch them as well, and the game before. But unfortunately, I'm watching the box scores for most of the season because, you know, they like to get a lot of leads at home, but just can't hang on to them.
No. This is where the Sabres are at their most toxic, by the way.
Mm-hmm. The Bills season's over.
No. They show any sign that they're back.
Yeah.
Like, they have fun. They play a great two games here. Top line is humming. Between Tage Thompson, J.J. Paterka, and Yuri Kulik centering the two of them. And now is where they're going to turn around and go, oh, you guys have hope? Stab. That's what's going to happen. Then again, the stab might have come from Vancouver. But yes, anyway.
Yes.
We'll talk more about that that I'm hinting at there, of course, as the Sabres won both of their games this week.
The big blowout against Boston, 7-2.
The Bills died so that the Sabres could knock the snot out of Boston, right. I guess. That's cool.
Cool.
This is the price we had to pay?
That's exactly what I wanted. If I couldn't have written a letter to Santa any better than that, asking for that. No, you know what? No Super Bowl for the Bills, just... Let's start winning Sabre games. I mean, some people might think that way. I don't know.
I mean, ready? if it takes the Bills dying and the Sabres somehow rocket from last place in the Eastern Conference to a playoff spot, I'm not going to say that's a fair deal, but I will say that that is an interesting price to pay.
Someone made a deal with the devil. Like, that's just what this is.
That, and not the New Jersey Devils.
No, Jerry Coleman, the devil.
Never mention that name again. That might be a curse word at this point to me.
Mm-hmm.
That guy is so annoying. But this is Sports Talk Saturday. The Bills, again, when we last talked with everyone, it was so fun. Just getting everyone's emotions and how they were feeling getting into it, how excited everyone was, how hopeful they were. And yeah, no, the hope does get to kill you. It really does.
And I think in that, though.
And yet at the same time, I ain't trading it.
No, because look at how fun. I mean, fun is a stretch for the regular season because they locked the division down in November. But there's a lot of success in this Bills season. Unexpected success. The tables were turned on what the preseason thoughts were, right? I think there that kind of gets lost in the sauce on this loss because it is so heartbreaking. They got to they improved from seasons past. They couldn't get over the divisional round hump. They did that. That's getting lost in the loss to the Chiefs, I think. Because it is just so heartbreaking. And I'm not sitting here saying it's not, but I think there's a lot of good to look back on as well. A lot that was figured out with a roster that was quote-unquote subpar to rosters past, right?
Yes.
And look, you have now cap space with the Diggs dead cap coming back to polish this roster off and figure things out.
A little bit. That's not necessarily what I would call true. There's going to be a lot of work done by Brandon Bean this year in order to do that. And this is what happens when you have a quarterback getting that top kind of money, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
When your quarterback is making 15% of your cap,
yeah,
you need to get creative. Because as it stands right now, their cap space is actually at negative 10.
Yeah, they're over. Mm-hmm.
Negative 10. But their dead cap is amongst the highest.
And it was this season. Books,
no, that was last season. Mm-hmm. Even now, a lot of that is coming from Tre'Davious White.
Yeah, that's right. He did give it back a little bit, though, at that PI call, helped the Bills get into the AFC Championship. So
he didn't pay it forward. He was just the frame guy. Yeah. That was a terrible call.
I know. We talk about terrible calls. That is one of them.
Yeah, and
it was for the Bills. It helped the Bills.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Can only complain so much because there's, you know, it goes your way sometimes as well.
And
I think it's just the Chiefs. That's the most frustrating part.
It is the Chiefs. And it's that team. It is only that team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why, the sense of, like, any sort of progress gets ignored because now you've lost to that team four times in a row in the playoffs. And B, more importantly, it is that the offense had its opportunity in those last two games against them. You had the ball at the two-minute warning, down by three.
Yeah.
And you didn't get it done.
No.
The quarterback that we are all very comfortable with having a football with 2 minutes left didn't get the job done. And yes, it's a team.
The offense got out-schemed by Spagnuolo. That's just what happened
yes,
there.
Yes, you got 100%. Got on that last play. And I'm not going to go ahead and blame Josh Allen here on that last play. Like,
no, I'll blame him for the start of the game because that was atrocious.
Yes.
You needed to set the tone, as we said, all day, and that didn't happen because
they set the wrong one.
Sugar high Josh Allen was out there.
Yeah, they set the wrong one.
You needed to send him back to the locker room with Sinatra and have him puke himself again and calm down, and they didn't do that. So, like, you can't just say, oh, Josh Allen did enough. I think he did enough to keep him in the game, but if he started the way
Allen would be the right one way, to tell you
oh, that, he, yeah, it's
that
him.
He has the ball with 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
I'm not here to blame Allen.
No.
I'm here to blame the entirety of the team. They got beaten multiple facets in this game.
Mm-hmm. Their defense was not spectacular until Jordan Phillips made a heck of a play, picking
defensive
up an offensive
lineman. Was again absent.
Right. And we were talking before the show.
Against the Chiefs.
Ed Oliver making 7% of the Bills cap, right?
Yep.
Just having a nothing burger of a game in the biggest moment.
Your biggest play from your defensive line came at the end by Jordan Phillips.
An absolute wild card, Jordan Phillips, who you don't know what's going to happen with him.
I do know that when he's a Buffalo Bill, he's better than he is anywhere else.
Right, yeah. that's true.
Like, you hear the line of, like, being loyal to the crest. That is Jordan Phillips.
Jordan Phillips dies by the red, white, and blue.
Jordan Phillips is loyal to the crest.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to dig too much into the game because, like, we're on Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, and while that is our first time to talk about it,
it's our debrief a little bit.
It's also 6 days later.
Yeah. Right. We're watching flag football today. I forgot. Or yeah, tomorrow. Excuse me.
So,
it is Saturday.
My thing is this. There's a lot to it that happened. It is a shame overall, but you want your top guy to be that guy in that moment. And while the drop is rough and the play call is rough, there are other plays you can point to and say, it didn't get done. And it stings. It stings because of that.
Yeah, it's not great.
But that said,
but dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 864-SEASONS.
I do think at the end of the day, there is something to be said about, is there no reason to ask about getting a Stephon Diggs-like trade for the defense? I would say there's absolutely a reason to pound the table for it.
Yeah.
Why?
You should be picketing outside.
The Kansas City Chiefs against Buffalo in the playoffs just so happened to score the most points that they did all year.
Yeah.
Because of course they did.
They averaged like 33 points per game against the Bills in the playoffs, historically.
Because of course they did.
Mm-hmm. Like, just not even the 90s, right? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes.
Four games in the postseason.
Yep. The 0-4 Bills let up about 33 points per game. That's not okay. And that's the thing, right?
Yeah.
You look at the offense, though, and Josh Allen and James Cook, these guys, they're hanging on for dear life, keeping them in the game because the defense can't make a stop. 13 seconds, you couldn't make a stop. Soft coverage, again, like, it's just you're letting them walk all over you.
Yeah.
It's, you turn it into a track meet when you don't have to do that. It's not a Rams game.
Especially
it's not a Detroit
since
game.
The one team to defeat Kansas City in the postseason did it with defense.
100% defense.
Everyone's like, Joe Burrow this and Joe Burrow that. Nah, man, the Cincinnati Bengals 2 years ago.
Joe Burrow got sacked seven times against the Titans.
Two and 3 years ago, the Cincinnati Bengals had a mean defense.
Yeah, that was what was getting them deep runs into the postseason. That one deep run, especially to the Super Bowl. But, like, Joe Burrow was great. Jamar Chase is great. T. Higgins is great.
The Cincinnati Bengals made two AFC championships.
Yes.
With great defensive play.
They did.
Because they frustrated the Bills here.
Yeah, that was a defensive masterclass. They shut the Bills down completely. And I know, you know, it was snow,
yes,
whatever, but they did. They did.
Not even the snow. It was, there's an emotional burden to that end of the season for the Bills.
Right.
But the Bengals were also the better team.
They were in that first matchup, too, before the,
exactly,
the emotional event happened. So,
and I do think that there's a lot to be said about that. But again, you can win with defense.
Defense does win championships, as they say.
You can have a star on defense because that's what they're missing.
Right.
They signed Von Miller to be that star on defense. that injury happens and it's the worst of luck.
Mm-hmm. Because also he was subjected to that knee brace for an extended period of time, which hindered his performance.
I mean, let's talk about all of last season and his performance or lack thereof to the point where he's getting scratched.
Yeah. You'd rather have A.J. Epenesa playing in his place at that point.
You'd rather have anyone playing at that point.
Yes.
And that was well documented.
And then
that was him coming back from a tough injury.
Yes.
But at the time of injury, he was doing his usual production. He was doing his usual thing. He was a havoc. He was a menace. He was the player that they were all hoping he would be.
He was in the sack column frequently.
Unfortunately, that injury happens, and it took whatever was left of his production.
Mm-hmm. And even this season.
Now the Bills can save $6 million cutting him. I know that that's the last game.
Yes.
I'm fairly confident, I should say.
And I think he might, too. If you see how he's responded post-game, he's looking very retrospectively inside himself,
yes.
Right? Like, you get that vibe from it. As much as he's like, yeah, I hope I'm here next season, I think he knows.
He knows it's a business.
Yeah.
He's very savvy about that. He's also like...
Well, he also wants to be on the front end of the business, too.
He wants to be in the front office.
Yeah.
So he understands that. And I think that, you know, with the sword being on the other side pointed at him, I think he knows.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least he's acknowledged that it's a strong possibility.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to guarantee anything, but there's no way that you have a player who played only 16 snaps in the conference championship making $23 million.
There's no excuse for that. And... Like you were saying, though.
Especially when you can get out of it and save $6 million on your cap.
And this season, up until the suspension, he was in the sack column frequently, but then he got rusty again. And at post-suspension, he was still there. It's making splash plays every so often. Not on a consistent basis like you needed him to.
Exactly.
So it's unfortunate to say, right? Because I remember the day they signed him. My excitement went through the roof. It was
a big deal.
It was a huge deal.
And they brought him in to be that star.
Yes.
Even if only for a couple of years, they brought him in for the sole intention of being that star player on the defense that they did not have.
You know, he wasn't going to be Super Bowl MVP Von Miller because he's a lot older.
Even when they had a couple of stars.
Yes.
They had Micah Hyde. They had Jordan Poyer.
He was a star amongst stars already on that defense.
Exactly.
And that defense has lost now if they lose Von Miller, which let's just say production-wise you did. In that time.
There are only a couple players on that defense that are there from the original championship.
Yeah, it's a totally new regime pretty much. Like it's a
new team anyway.
Yeah.
Over the last 5 years, considering the time between those conference championship game appearances,
mm-hmm.
It is a different roster. There are a few players on it, most importantly the quarterback. But there's a lot of change.
Yeah.
But I do think that there is this opportunity now in this offseason. They're going to have to work the books in a lot of ways. There's not a lot that they can go ahead and do. Like, that's why Brandon Bean's saying like they don't expect to be big spenders in free agency. It makes sense. They have a lot of cap gymnastics they have to do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Restructures, reworking of deals, finding out ways to get more and create more cap. But does this team need that superstar to trade for? It's not going to be easy, especially when you have to crunch the numbers already. That said, there is opportunity. There is absolutely opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm. Especially defensively.
Defensively, they need to.
Like, it's not just an opportunity to, you said it. It's a mandate, if you will. Like, that needs to happen if you do want to make it past the AFC Championship next season.
And
it's a given.
You know what's staring at me right now in the studios?
No, I know. I think I do.
For the listening audience, they do not.
No, I know that.
I was asking rhetorically, Joseph, because I have to answer the question. What's staring at me is that wide receiver big board from last year, the wide receiver train. And I love Jeremy. But if he starts the wide receiver train again, I'm going to try to be Spider-Man.
Stop it. Listen,
meme-worthy grimacing face and all.
Mm-hmm. We'll make the edit if it happens, just like the piggies.
Oh, God. Oh, that was...
You might have to stop Joe, because he's been talking about a bullet train wide receiver.
Oh, boy. Yep, this is going to be all off-season.
Here's the thing. I'll compromise in a way.
They should draft a wide receiver.
They should.
It's not going to be the first round.
No, especially not at pick 30. And they better not. I don't think they'll trade up for
damn
one
well
either.
Better not be. Yeah. Honestly, I would like to see them trade up for someone to star on this defense.
Yeah. Let's swing for a defensive player that actually hits, not Kyrie Elam, who's going to play in Shanghai next season. Like, let's not do that.
So
Benford and Elam were taken in the same draft. That tells you everything you need to know. One left the game, and that was it. The other one came in. The first rounder came in, and that was it. Over.
By the way, moving on from him, it would not hit you in cap.
No.
It's an even cut.
Mm-hmm.
Just letting everyone know. Trying to have
and I do
numbers.
Like Kyrie
trying to
Elam.
Have all the numbers in front of me right now. I don't know how Greg Thompson does it.
I don't either. It's pretty astonishing. I'm glad
the man's the wizard.
I'm glad he does it though, so we don't have to.
He's the Buffalo Wizard with
mm-hmm.
this.
Mm-hmm.
He's our guy. We do need to reach out to him about off-season conversations and cap gymnastics, so to say.
Yeah.
But I would say this is probably it for Elam. If a team finds any sort of value in him for like a late round pick, it will probably end up happening.
Yeah.
I hate saying it because I liked Kyrie Elam.
He's a solid human being.
He's a really nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate to see him get worked the way that he did against Kansas City. But now, ready? Are you all that surprised he got worked like that when
he barely played?
And there lies in the problem with him.
Yeah.
He does not get a jersey every week.
Yeah.
And if you're not getting a jersey, that means you're not getting live reps. Mm-hmm. You're not getting live reps, and then you're suddenly shoved out there to go guard the Andy Reid offense.
AFC Championship. Sounds a lot like A.J. Klein last year coming in. You know, like it's a similar
predicament. He doesn't have consistent work. Mm-hmm. Therefore, that's it. He's either cornerback three or cornerback two due to injury, or he's sitting there without a jersey on. And it's unfortunate that that's how it happens and that's how it ends for him.
Mm-hmm. In Buffalo, at least.
I would imagine.
I don't see him on the roster next
but
season.
But I'm not making excuses, but at the same time, I'm going to not be surprised that he struggled like that because it's tough when you don't get the consistent reps.
No, and I'm in agreeance with you because
it's just unfortunate.
Yeah. Like I said, it's the A.J. Klein predicament. You asked him to come in on the biggest stage in the conference, right,
mm-hmm.
and produce when he hasn't. Had to produce really
when he hasn't dressed
consistently. And that's the thing. I think even drafting him, he was big on man coverage, right? He's a physical cornerback. I think a team that plays a majority of man coverage would benefit from him, either as a depth cornerback or they find a way to work him in. So I don't think his career's over. Don't get me wrong. But I did see, I forget what play, I think Worthy absolutely torched him. Or it was Smith-Schuster, one of the two. He ended up just trailing off and falling over like 10 yards off.
Yeah, that was a really, really bad clip.
Yeah, that was not good for the allegations. Let's just say that.
That hurt my heart mm-hmm. so bad because, and yet at the same, like that hurts just watching that. Because again, I was a supporter of him. I like the person that he is. And it's just like, man, not like this.
Yeah.
Not like that. Come on.
Mm-hmm. He did what Gabe Davis did a couple of years ago to whoever it was when he got into the end zone.
Yeah. Oh, that was Mike Hughes.
Mm-hmm. But worse because it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, he completely collapsed.
No, I would say the
Mike Hughes
one.
Well, that was for a touchdown.
That was for a touchdown. So, yeah, it's definitely worse.
And it was in that last 2 minutes where it was just score, 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 score.
Yeah.
So it was like, yeah, you wanted to stop them. Yeah, Mike Hughes
the man had
worse.
His ankles break down and it just.
If you're Elam in that situation, just for the fun. Lightheartedness of a Saturday show question. He was trying to save himself. Do you let the pride go at some point and just go down? Like if you're just like stumbling off, you might end up in the end zone if you try and keep that train going. But I would have just gone down, I think, and been like, okay, I'm done. Like this is it.
We'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Bad time for me to accidentally click refresh because I was going to read some tweets from people on the question, do the Bills need to make a big trade for a veteran star on defense? And I'm getting a lot of similar answers. Queen Christine saying, yes, go get Max Crosby or Miles Garrett. Let's see here. Dan saying the same thing. Max or Miles. We'll just go with someone else tweeting in. I know he's not available, but I'd kill for a player like Dexter Lawrence.
Yeah.
And all this says, edge.
Yeah. Even, I know we're going to dive deeper into it in future segments. I have a name that has not been mentioned yet.
CH tweeting in, stud D tackle. So it's all about, ready? The defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, against Kansas City, they failed to live up to what they should do.
Yes, and it's not even just the edge, right? It's defensive line as a whole. Daquan Jones, I love Daquan Jones. Since that pectoral tear last season, he has not been the same. And he's older, too.
Daquan Jones is absolutely a cut candidate.
Yes.
I appreciate his contributions here as a Bill.
He was huge last season until he got injured.
The Bills can save almost $2 million getting rid of him. He is 34. I don't expect them to be moving forward here.
Mm-mm.
Like, while I would appreciate Daquan Jones remaining as part of the rotation,
right.
I don't think that he's going to end up being a Bill this coming season.
Especially in the cap puzzle you're dealing with right now.
You already have to deal with it. That's
$2 million can save you. So, not save you, but it can help.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That is important.
Every little bit helps in that situation. So, you got to cut where you cut. Clearly, they have no problem doing it. Look at last season.
Yes.
So, I don't think Brandon Bean is worried about it. It's business.
Yeah, it is business. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I do appreciate what Daquan Jones had done for this team. But the defensive line, again, that has been Brandon Bean's probably biggest problem as a general manager consistently, is that he's not able to find anything that you can really hang your hat on the defensive line. Ed Oliver ended up earning that contract based off of past production, but this year, this wasn't it, man.
Yeah.
Last year, he played great compared to the contract.
He did. Everyone looked at that contract signing saying this is an absolute win because they signed him earlier.
Well, they were mad. A lot of people were mad at the contract
in the beginning.
First.
But then when he showed out last season, it was okay. Look at Ed. There yes. he is. He deserves that money.
But now it's the first year of that deal, and it didn't hit.
Right. If you're going to make the big bucks, you got to make the big plays. And that's
exactly.
almost the thing, though. That final drive, and I know we got to hit a break in a minute here, but the final drive with James Cook not being on that field at all, he wants, right? He'll get he'll get the big money from the Bills at some point. If he's going to make the big money, I get Ty Johnson's one of the better third down backs in the league.
There was something going on with him.
You think?
Yes.
Injury wise?
Might have been.
Hmm.
And also, James Cook is not in charge of personnel.
I know that. I'm just saying.
That's on Joe Brady.
Joe Brady, though.
If Joe Brady did not put him in,
there's something.
Then that's negligent at best.
And I agree with that. But what I'm saying is, if he was healthy, he should have been out there. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I would agree. I wouldn't worry about James Cook, though. I think he's been fine. He's been great. I do think that there's going to be a nice little deal for him, be it here or somewhere else next year.
Yeah. I don't know. Do they keep going with the running back by committee and say, you know, like that's
because
the question.
Because he is in Buffalo this year at a 5.1 cap hit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing.
I think you're, like
He's
last
here.
Year, it's going to, yeah, yeah. You're going to have to let some players go, though. We mentioned
that said,
Jones. It's going to sting, but you're going to have to let some.
I hate to say this. That said, if they think they can survive without him, 4.5. No, yeah, that's almost $4.5 million on their cap.
Again, love James Cook, but Ty Johnson, Ray Davis, both had very productive and good seasons as well. If you can capitalize on that,
I think that James Cook needs to be here.
Oh, 100%. I'm just saying if they justify
at
that
least
money,
for this year,
right? Yeah, if they justify saving that
so
money.
So I would expect. Ready? I hope you like third round or fourth round running backs because the Bills do this almost every year.
Mm-hmm. They also have Frank Gore Jr. on their practice squad still. Well, did. I don't know what's going to happen with him, but
we'll see what happens. There's a lot of this to do all throughout in the offseason. It stings being in this place, but why does it sting so much? Is it because it's the same team? You bet your ass it is. And that's what we'll talk about more about, how the Kansas City Chiefs are ruining discourse for fans in the NFL coming up next year on Sports Talk Saturday.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.